Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Welcome to season two of the Sales for Lawyers podcast. This is the prospecting in a pandemic episode. But first, let's recap season one. Last season, we produced 18 episodes of sales tips and business development strategy best practices that I hope you will revisit as your schedule permits. Today, we are premiering the 2021 season, which is our first full season of 24 episodes. In important respects, the prospecting environment is the same as it was last fall when we adjourned for the political and holiday seasons. We're still prospecting during a pandemic, and that is not expected to change during the first half of 2021. Moreover, we can't wait forever for the situation to improve. We have businesses to run, payroll to meet, bonuses to earn. So it's time to execute. In some respects, we are lucky. Many lawyers sell B2B, and our clients are tech savvy, not to mention experiencing the same sales challenges that we are of having to utilize different lead generation and closing tools than we historically have found most useful. Let's start with lead generation tools. What marketing consultants, such as McKinsey, have found works in a pandemic is to make information available so that prospective buyers can do their research without having to meet with you to gain an understanding of what you're selling. Pre-pandemic, putting all your information on your website was the dumbest business development advice you could get. The only people who read it were your competitors so that they could shape their offerings based upon your information. Now, however, if you direct your prospects to the information on your website, they actually will take time to read it. Perhaps that's due to all the time they're saving by not being stuck in traffic every morning and evening, and by not spending an hour getting dressed each morning. Whatever the reason, folks now have time to read. So make information available and send an email directing them to the information rather than waiting for them to initiate a search for it. Still, with the law, rarely can you cover every plausible situation in a white paper, webinar, or other website publication. There still needs to be a conversation between the prospect and the lawyer. The tools that researchers have found most popular for information gathering during the pandemic have been live chats. So that's the kind of conversation tool that's been working. And at the closing stages of a sales transaction, the tool that works best is a Zoom video call. For video calls, you do need a nice blouse and some makeup. Gents too, I mean, have you ever seen anyone on television without their makeup? Zoom is internet television, so everyone wears makeup, and it's about time you guys had to do a bit of work too. But I digress. The point is, remote selling during the pandemic has changed something fundamental about the sales conversation. In normal circumstances, it is a death knell for a salesperson to give all the information up front before knowing the prospect situation and what pain or discomfort the situation is causing the prospect. Now, however, because in-person selling tools such as conventions, public hearings, and impromptu visits aren't really available, your depth of knowledge must be apparent even when you're not present. The information must be available virtually for you to advance to the next stage of the purchasing cycle. And notice I said purchasing cycle, not selling cycle, because the focus is on the buyer, not you. And you can expect your prospect to actually have read the information. And for any questions that remain for the sales conversation, those questions are going to be penetrating and tailored to the prospect's problem and its implications. Thus, the closing calls via Zoom still require the same degree of preparation and strategy, if not more, as in-person meetings that take place at an advanced stage in the purchasing cycle require. But at that point, you have an engaged prospect who likely has the authority and budget to do a deal. So prospecting in a pandemic is actually a bit easier, I think. So it's time to stop procrastinating and go make some money. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal. Join me next time for another sales tip.